Log Talk Radio.
Schaffman, I will be your cruise director for this episode and every episode. Excuse me, for some reason I'm having some speech problems, so bear with me. Let me take a quick sip of water. Hopefully that'll clear things up. So let me try that again. Good morning and good afternoon to all of you. My name is Dana Schaffman. I am the cruise director for this episode and every episode of the Daily Complaint indefinitely. Welcome to the Daily Complaint. We've got a great show for you today. We're going to talk about NationStar Mortgage, but more importantly, we're going to talk about the topic of loan modifications and entering into an agreement. What happens if someone breaks that agreement? And is it an issue? And where you can go for help and all that kind of good stuff. So again, welcome to the Daily Complaint. We air every weekday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at thedailycomplaint.com live. So we are live as you are hearing me. We are live, but you do not have to listen live to listen. You can listen at your leisure or leisure via our show website, thedailycomplaint.com. That houses not only this show, as soon as I hit the end episode button, but it houses every show we've done up to this show, which is 280 plus. We are rounding the corner to 300. So I promise you, I can actually guarantee you that there's a show that we've done that will fit your situation. So if this one isn't the one, I understand. Go to another. But at the same time, we're going to play some stuff for you here this morning that will benefit you regardless of what your situation is. Okay, we're going to go to the FTC's website, which is the Federal Trade Commission. We are also going to go to the CFPB's website, which is the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. And we're going to hear from them about your consumer rights. Okay? So knowing your rights and asserting your rights, know your rights and assert your rights is our motto. It's our heartbeat. It's what we do here at the Daily Complaint. Okay? We are passionate about it. We live by it. We operate under the paradigm of it. So, most important thing to convey is that you have to know your rights in order to assert your rights. So, let me back up real quick and let me reintroduce myself for the third time now. My name is Dana Schaffman. I am the managing member of End Consulting. Just a fancy way of saying I own End Consulting. End Consulting brings to you the Daily Complaint every weekday, Monday through Friday. I'm not going to tell you what time because I honestly don't know what time. Right now, presently, we're doing 10 a.m. West Coast or California Pacific time. 1 p.m. East Coast. I don't know if that will stand. I think we'll have to back that up a little bit as we go move forward. So, like I said, we're playing with it a little bit. We're trying to figure out where the balance is for us. I promise you once we figure it out, we'll let you know. But the good news is, as I've already explained, we do air every weekday, Monday through Friday. We generally air in the mornings, or at least in the morning on the West Coast. And immediately following every single show, it is archived for your listening pleasure at thedailycomplaint.com. So reality is you really don't care when we air live unless you're calling in. And we already know after doing 280 plus shows that you're probably not calling in. You're calling us. Yesterday alone, we received 3 calls just from homeowners that had issues. We already received 2 this morning. So we're off to a great start in helping you know your rights and assert your rights, and we want to make sure we do that today as well. So that's what we're doing here, folks. We're here to inject some hope and optimism into the conversation. We're here to establish and outline some options for you moving forward as homeowners and borrowers. We're here to direct you to resources that might assist you in asserting your rights or exercising your rights or moving forward with a modification. In fact, yesterday we spoke to a woman whose husband is a veteran and they have a VA loan. So we explained to them that there are resources that exist for veterans that don't exist for everybody else. So again, it's all about knowing what resources exist for you. And in saying that, we're going to play a short video for you. We've got 2 videos. They're each 2 minutes, or audios, shall I say, since you're listening. They're both 2 minutes long. The first one comes to us from the Federal Trade Commission. The Federal Trade Commission, or the FTC, is the nation's consumer protection agency. Sounds like a pretty good place to start. They work to prevent fraud or fraudulent, deceptive, and unfair business practices in the marketplace. So it seems like a great place to start, right? Right. Okay, we're going to play a video from them that's called Dealing with Debt Collectors. Okay, and the back end of the video, basically the video explains, if you're behind on payments, you'll probably be hearing from debt collectors. Federal law gives you certain rights. That's right, folks. You have rights, consumer rights, in dealing with debt collectors. It's important to understand those rights when communicating with them. Now, we play this video a lot, but we realize that some of you have not listened to past episodes. Some of you will not listen to future episodes. Some of you will only listen to this episode. So we want to make sure that we revisit these often to give you an opportunity to know your rights and automatically provide you with a place where you can learn your rights, FTC.gov, the Federal Trade Commission's website. And as I explained to the woman on the phone yesterday, the bottom right-hand corner, file a complaint with the FTC. So not only can you get educated, learn more about your consumer rights through federal law, but you can also file a complaint. Okay, so let's hear what rights you have when dealing with debt collectors.
In uncertain times, what can you be sure about? The sun rises in the east. What goes up must come down. Night follows day. But here's something else. When it comes to dealing with debt collectors, federal law gives you rights. For example, debt collectors can't call before 8 in the morning or after 9 at night. Can't curse or insult you. Can't demand that you pay more than you owe. Can't lie about anything. They can't say that papers they send you are legal forms if they're not. Nor can they make up consequences for not paying your debt. And they can't call you at work if your employer doesn't allow it. You also have the right to stop debt collectors from calling you. How do you do that? You have to notify them in writing. Sending them a letter should stop the phone calls. But of course, it doesn't wipe out your debt. There's helpful information about dealing with debt at ftc.gov/moneymatters, a website from the Federal Trade Commission. It explains the rules of behavior for debt collectors. Take a look. There are some that may surprise you. If your debts have gone into collection, remember that you have rights. Asserting your rights doesn't make your debt go away, but it does give you a voice. The more you know about how to manage your debt and deal with debt collectors, the better off you can be. After all, money matters. If you think that a debt collector has violated the law, report it. File your complaint with the Federal Trade Commission at ftc.gov/complaint. your complaint gives law enforcement a lead to follow up on and may stop it from happening to someone else. The Federal Trade Commission is the nation's consumer protection agency. For more tips on credit and debt, visit ftc.gov/moneymatters or 1-877-FTC-HELP. 1-877-382-4357.
Okay, so pretty informative, folks. Pretty much tells you your rights when you're dealing with a debt collector, what they can and can't do. I think the most appropriate thing is they can't lie to you about anything. Okay, they can't harass you. They can't threaten you. They really can't do anything other than collect the debt and explain to you what your status is. Pre-foreclosure, foreclosure, what options you have, so on and so forth. Okay? So again, important to know your rights, because if these rights, any of these rights are violated, you want to make sure you get a complaint over to the FTC at ftc.gov. Okay? So today we're going to talk about something that falls under a lot of this, okay, but goes even beyond that, okay? So this the complaint we're going to look at today is quite lengthy. It was actually posted in April, but I ran across it today and I felt it was worth, even though it's not as recent as we'd like to see, sometimes we reach back into the cauldron, so to speak, and pull complaints that are worthy of us discussing, because many of you are experiencing things like this. We've seen many things like this. Now, granted, generally in the last couple of years, there's been more transparency, but that's not for everybody. So much of this is going on. Many people are experiencing different kind of issues, like, say, with escrow shortage and escrow fraud versus loan modification, because they've already gotten to loan modification, and now they're dealing with escrow issues or payment increases or things like that. So we're going to talk about, we're going to read the complaint today. It comes to us from Staten Island. It doesn't say whether or not our complaining party is a female or male. I don't think we could glean that either from the complaint. So we're going to just call our complaining party Staten. Okay, so Staten is complaining against NationStar Mortgage. And like I said, the complaint is quite lengthy. Once we discuss or at least read the complaint, then we're going to go over to the CFPB's website, which is consumerfinance.gov, okay? And then we're going to play another two-minute video from them explaining to you what they do and how it relates to this, because they give an example in their video that's fairly new to their website. And from the director, Richard Cordray, so we're going to see that. And he's going to explain the situation that might be similar to Staten's situation, which means now not only would Staten have an avenue to complain to the FTC, but Staten would also have an avenue to complain to the CFPB, okay? So what is Staten complaining about, you say? Let me tell you. Okay, now again, Staten Island is in New York. If you live in New York, you have a wonderful advocate. His name is Benjamin Losky. He's with the New York Department of Financial Services. He's the superintendent, I believe, is his title. So he's basically the head honcho. Okay, he goes after many of these mortgage servicers, mortgage lenders, on a grand scale, okay? So, also important to know what options you have within your state to complain, whether you're going to go to the Attorney General, whether you're going to go to the mayor of Staten Island, governor of your state, whether you're going to go to Benjamin Losky or whomever controls your Department of Financial Services. Okay, so again, it's important to understand what consumer regulatory agencies, consumer protection agencies exist, both on a federal level and a state level. The more you complain, the more you poke the bear, so to speak. And eventually you agitate the bear enough, and the bear decides, let's do something about it. Now, in a bear situation, it might not be good. For us, and for you as consumers, if you poke enough, they get tired of you poking. And they just want you to go away. So sometimes poking can be your best friend in resolving the issue. Okay? So let's hear what Staten has to say. NationStar Mortgage unethically and unlawfully raised my payments after loan modification. Like I said, remember that. We're going to talk about that when you hear the video. NationStar threatened to foreclose on me one day after my loan modification was solidified and approved in court. Wow. NationStar reversed my payments so they could charge me more fees. NationStar suspended my payments, claiming that they are not full payments. NationStar threatened to stain my credit report. NationStar is destroying my family's life and trying to drive us out of our home for no reason. Okay? That's just the title. Okay? Here's what Staten has to say. Between 2009 and 2013, I suffered a series of hardships. I was laid off 3 times due to downsizing. Then in 2012, I was diagnosed with a brain tumor. I had surgery and it took over a year to recover and then return to the workforce. Commencing in 2013, I entered in the process of loan modification negotiations with Bank of America. Shortly after the process began, Bank of America informed me they had switched to NationStar as their servicer. Basically, what happened is they sold the mortgage. And it's now a residential mortgage-backed security, and NationStar is the mortgage servicer, but Bank of America has wiped their hands clean of it, so to speak. That's how this process works. And I was forced to submit all the paperwork over again, states Staten. I then went for monthly loan modification negotiation meetings at court and made the timely payments required. Okay? This process continued up until October 2014 when Bank of America withdrew their foreclosure action. Okay, so let's go out on a limb and assume. If you're going through some sort of negotiation in court, I would presume there's some sort of a loan modification agreement that's written up. What are the terms of it? How long are you paying? Is this your new payment? Is escrow included? So on and so forth. So I'm going to just have to assume that that happened because I can't ask Staten whether or not that happened. So I'm going to assume all of that happened and there was a document that was created that listed out what were the stipulations or the requirements of the loan modification. Okay, so let's just go with that assumption. It's easier to do it. Now, because we're making that assumption, It brings up a bigger point. I don't care whether you choose to do a repayment plan, a loan modification through the government, a loan modification from the investor, which is also called a proprietary or in-house modification. I don't care if you borrow money from a friend or family member and you agree to certain terms, anything you do that has a financial element to it should have some sort of agreement attached. Because without an agreement, it makes it very difficult to navigate through it, especially when things go wrong. Okay? So, if you're going to go, if you call up Bank of America or NationStar, and they say, okay, we're going to put you on a repayment plan, pay this much tomorrow. My next question would be, I need it in writing. When am I going to get it in writing? Okay, because reality is you just don't want to make payments. To what and to whom and under what circumstances? Okay, so side note. Okay, so goes on to say, the next day, after they made all of the agreement and whatnot, I received two letters from NationStar saying that I was delinquent in my payments and that NationStar was starting a foreclosure action against me. Impossible, Staten states. My nightmare had only just begun. I noticed that neither I nor my attorney... Okay, well, there's your ding-ding moment. You have an attorney. If you have an attorney, your attorney should demand that you have paperwork that states what's going on. Neither I nor my attorney were receiving any physical mail, statements, or confirmations of payments from NationStar. Well, let me back up there really quick and explain to you that there is a rule, a federal law, that states, and has been in effect since January 2014, that you must receive monthly mortgage statements. Period. Okay? So, goes on to state, Satellite Island goes on to state, I had to go online to get my statements and information. Upon viewing my account online, I found three more letters, which neither I nor my attorney ever received in the mail, saying that my payments were only partial and NationStar was keeping my account in suspense pending full payment. What does this mean? Staten says. Well, if you make, say you owe $1,000 a month and you make an $800 payment, that payment will go into suspense until you make the other $200, at which point it constitutes a full payment, and then it will get processed. Okay? Now NationStar claims that I owe them about $8,000 more due to fees and interest. NationStar escrowed my taxes after we agreed on a loan modification, making my payment $500 more per month. This was not a part of the terms of my loan modification. Okay, so again, let's pause there and make sure that if you enter into a loan modification, you need to make sure you get it in writing. And if it's not part of the terms of your loan modification, then you need to understand how to write a qualified written request and to submit complaints. Okay? But before we do that, let's finish. We've got just a couple more paragraphs. I am a homeowner who wants to pay my mortgage, but even as an honest and hardworking individual, it is impossible to keep up with the alleged fees that NationStar keeps adding on without cause. None of these fees were reflected in my loan modification, nor was any of this discussed in loan modification negotiations with the representative from Bank of America at the pre-foreclosure meetings in court. Again, it sounds like that he's got paperwork or she's got paperwork. Staten's got paperwork. I cannot refinance because NationStar keeps reporting me late, even though my mortgage loan has been modified. And I've been making timely payments. NationStar has also threatened to put this on my credit report, thereby making it impossible to get out of the twisted situation and ensuring that I have no future. It took me 10 years to save up enough money to put a down payment on my home. For the past 12 years, I've been paying for and maintaining my home, and NationStar wants to take my home away from me, even though I have complied and cooperated completely. I am a hardworking professional. I will not walk away from my home. I have done nothing to deserve this. These unlawful practices by NationStar must be brought to an end. So, again, to sum it up, it sounds like there was an agreement that was entered into, mind you, a loan modification agreement that Staten seems to be making good on his end, but that NationStar is breaching for some reason, okay? So that's going to warrant you writing a qualified written request and getting the information you need as to why it's been breached. Then taking that information and submitting a complaint. Where? To the FTC would be a good place. To Benjamin Lasky at the New York Department of Financial Services would be a great place. Now, let me also remind you that if he entered into or she entered into, if Staten entered into a loan modification with making home affordable, and it was the first one ever it would have been HAMP Tier 1. If for some reason they consider it to be a default, then statin would be eligible for HAMP Tier 2. However, it doesn't seem like statin is the one that defaulted on the loan agreement, okay? So, where else can you go to complain? That's a great question. Okay, we've been mentioning the CFPB, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Their website is consumerfinance.gov. When you get there, on the top left, you're going to see an American flag, which states an official website of the United States government. In the directory section, you're going to see in green a submit a complaint button underneath the search bar. And if you go to the About Us section, you're going to hear Richard Cordray, the CFPB director, talk about a situation that seems alarmingly similar to statins. Here you go.
I'm Richard Cordray. As the new director of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, and as someone who's been helping to build the Bureau for some time, I want to tell you that it's an extraordinary privilege for me to work on behalf of American consumers, consumers like you. Our team at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau has been answering calls and reading stories from hundreds of American consumers every week. Their stories illustrate the kinds of issues people are dealing with around the country. You can tell us your story at consumerfinance.gov. We've heard from people like Rebecca from North Carolina. She told us she missed a mortgage payment 9 months after her husband lost his job. In the 2 years since, her mortgage servicer has increased her payments, even though she entered a trial modification in an effort to lower her monthly payments. The servicer has charged her monthly fees for services she never asked for and she believes have never occurred, all while repeatedly threatening her with foreclosure.
Doesn't this sound alarmingly similar to statin's situation, where you enter into a loan modification and then there's fees and then there's increased payments and threatening foreclosure? So let's see what he has to say.
Shells out more money and unexplained fees. Rebecca has frantically complied with all of these demands because she's afraid of losing her home and so is doing whatever she can to stay in her home. The stakes are high. Consumers need to be able to fully understand the costs and risks of borrowing, and they need to be able to comparison shop for the best deal. Consumers deserve to have someone who will stand on their side, who will protect them against fraud, and who will ensure that they're treated fairly. The new Consumer Bureau was created to make sure that these things are achieved for all Americans. The good news is that we've already gotten started. Over time, we'll judge the success of our efforts by whether consumers are being treated more fairly and with more clarity and candor in the financial marketplace. The financial marketplace can be an arena that helps people find and seize opportunity, not condemn them to bewildering failure. By working every day to protect consumers, we will help to fashion a more resilient economy and a stronger country. Join us. Work with us. Help us make it so. Visit consumerfinance.gov and tell us your story today.
Okay, so like I said, pretty much mirrors the story that statin's telling us. So therefore, the CFPB would be a wonderful place to start. Now, you have to understand what the CFPB does, okay? They will take in your complaint. There is a section that talks about whether or not you're facing foreclosure and if you have a sale date where you can enter that in. You can also make your complaint public so others can see it as well, which I would recommend so that the more shame, let's say, that you put on an institution or mortgage servicer, hopefully the more change that will come of it. Okay? Now, when you submit a complaint to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau or the CFPB, they will automatically send that complaint to, in this case, NationStar Mortgage. NationStar Mortgage will have to respond to you through the CFPB, at which point, when they respond, we just did this morning, you'll have an opportunity to dispute the response. We did one this morning. We're going to do one this afternoon for a couple of our clients. And what that does is it enables you to open up an investigation. Will this stay your foreclosure? Probably not, okay? But it will make them answer. And it will give you an outlet to move forward, okay? So, again, you've got to understand where your resources exist. In the case of statin, the CFPB would be a great resource to discuss the situation that seems to mirror the story that's on their About Us page. You might want to mention that in your complaint. The FTC outlines the rules in dealing with debt collectors, basically stating that they can't lie and they can't collect more than they're owed. Okay? And in the case of Staten, the New York Department of Financial Services would probably go a long way in addressing the concerns of Staten. Okay, folks? So what we do here at the Daily Complaint is we hear you. We listen to you. We are working to solve your issues from the standpoint of process, from the standpoint of education. We want you to know your rights, and we want to arm you with the tools that you need to successfully assert your rights. Okay, folks? So you've got to get educated. Visit consumerfinance.gov, which is the CFPB's website. Visit FTC.gov, which is the FTC's website. If you're in New York, Google Benjamin Losky and get the contact information for him at his office. It is the New York Department of Financial Services. Okay? If you have defaulted on your loan modification, or if they said you are and you're facing foreclosure, then for all intents and purposes, people, submit a new request for mortgage assistance to stay the foreclosure while you fight for your rights on the other side of the fence. Because last but not least, you don't want to lose your home, okay? So even if you know you're right, you still may want to submit a new request for mortgage assistance. You can do so at makinghomeaffordable.gov, which I would suggest submitting that, and that should help to stay your foreclosure as long as you submit the documentation that you did initially to get to the first loan modification. So, folks, we hope we've provided you with a wealth of information and resources today. If you'd like to talk to us directly, feel free to do so. Visit us at thedailycomplaint.com. My personal signature, again, my name is Dana Schaffman. I'm the managing member, owner of N Consulting, consumer rights advocate, strategic business consultant. Visit us at thedailycomplaint.com, and my signature is at the bottom of every single show. You can contact us through thedailycomplaint.com. We have links to Twitter, Facebook, and consulting website. Basically, there's about a dozen ways in which for you to contact us. So reality is don't suffer in silence. Know your rights, folks, and figure out a pathway for success to exercising or asserting your rights. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back tomorrow, which will be Wednesday, August 26th, for another awesome edition of The Daily Complaint. Again, visit us at thedailycomplaint.com, folks. We're here to help. We're here to listen. We don't charge you to discuss things with you. We call your lender at no charge to determine what options you have. We spoke with a client on Friday and basically said, look, we're not in a position where we feel we can add to you in any way. We provided a clear pathway for success and moved them in the direction that we felt needed to be moved. Okay? So, folks, thank you so much for listening. Know your rights and assert your rights. Keep your mind on your money and your money on your mind. Visit us at thedailycomplaint.com. Again, thank you so much for listening. We'll be back tomorrow. This is The Daily Complaint.